Tom Karkel in the WRJN News Center. AccuWeather forecast for today going to be partly cloudy. We'll have a high maybe near 25 degrees. Temperature-wise around the area, 25 currently in Kenosha, 28 in Burlington. In Milwaukee, it's 25 and 25 degrees in Racine. So obviously the temperatures are not going to be doing much in terms of going up. Maybe just going down until we get into this real cold weather that is still coming. A number of communities in southeast Wisconsin, they are still under snow emergencies this morning. Some, like the village of Pleasant Prairie, continuing until noon. No parking allowed on any streets. That's so the plows can get in and get out. The emergencies in place, like the city of Burlington, lasting until 6 o'clock this morning. Well, now that we've gotten all this snow in some fairly warm conditions, we might add, better get ready for that bitter cold, which is going to mean you got to be ready personally and with your vehicle.
I'm going to make sure that I have at least a half tank of gas. I'm going to try to make sure that, you know, the battery is in good operating condition. I have my emergency kit all set in the car. I have extra blankets in case we do get stranded.
That's Racine County's Emergency Management Coordinator David Mack reminding you that catching frostbite is easy if you're not paying attention to yourself and to others. And remember, your pets can also suffer from the cold. For those of you with a fire hydrant near your home or business, make sure it's uncovered for the fire department in case there's an emergency. Otherwise, they will have to take the time to dig it out, and that means lost time in response to that emergency call. Might not be on the calendar, but with the winter having arrived yesterday with all the snow and that, this is going to be a colder situation you're going to be dealing with, which means you and your vehicle's readiness have to deal with the conditions. And being in readiness is a vital situation in terms of getting to where you have to go without a problem. State Patrol Inspector Tom Tweedy notes, preparation, planning ahead, driving for the conditions, it's all playing a role in preventing crashes these days.
Be prepared by having a survival safety kit with items for warmth and viability if stranded. Plan your destination route and allow plenty of time to get there safely. Let others know your estimated time of arrival. Slow down, pay attention, allow distance for braking, and remember that cruise control is not effective on slippery roadways. And as always, drive sober and wear your seatbelts.
Also notes the ability to see your surroundings while you drive is something lost on a lot of drivers these days, meaning clean off all your windows. And he says if your vehicle goes sliding off the road, do call for help, but stay buckled up inside the vehicle until that help gets there, especially if it's on a major roadway. Between Mitchell Airport in Milwaukee and both O'Hare and Midway airports in Chicago, thousands of flights got either canceled or delayed by the snowstorm yesterday. Best advice for today, check again with the individual airline for the latest on scheduling. The pilot of a small plane was killed after the home-built aircraft belonging to well-known atheist and failed congressional candidate Rob Sherman crashed into a cornfield near Marengo, Illinois, Saturday night. The name of the victim, though, has not yet been released. A passerby called 911 about plane wreckage in the farm field. The lone occupant pronounced dead at the scene. As for Rob Sherman, he's now 63 years old, was a 32-year resident of Buffalo Grove, recently moved with his wife to a home with an airplane hangar in Poplar Grove, west of McHenry County. He was, in fact, setting up an airplane construction business. Sherman perhaps best known for his 1986 challenge of Zion's right to display a Christian cross on the public water tower, paid for with tax dollars. Wisconsin's one of 39 states affected by a recall for a monkey bread mix because of possible salmonella contamination. Brand Castle's 16-ounce in-the-mix brand monkey bread mix is made with buttermilk powder, which has been recalled because the plant where it's made might have been contaminated. The company is quick to point out this is only a precautionary move. No bacteria has actually turned up. Anyone who bought this particular monkey bread mix can return it to the store for a refund. Today, the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development's Regional Administrator Antonio Riley is coming to Kenosha to make an important announcement regarding a Section 108 loan guarantee to the city and to Mayor John Antaramian.
With new Fire Chief Charles Leipzig Jr. also scheduled to attend, the press briefing scheduled for 10 o'clock this morning at the Fire Department's Administration Building on 60th Street is expected to be in reference to funding for the new Super Fire Station at 52nd Street and 22nd Avenue. Mayor Antaramian's plan is to borrow more than $4.7 million from the federal government and pay it back for 20 years with HUD Community Development Block Grant funds at about $250,000 a year.
Green Bay Packers have now won 3 games in a row. They improved their record to 7-6. 38-10, they beat the Seattle Seahawks at Lambeau Field. Head coach Mike McCarthy saying, well, they kind of had to win.
We needed to win the game. We wanted to win in a big fashion. And that just shows you the confidence that we have as a football team. So regardless of this and that and or what happened in the past. It's irrelevant.
Big concern for Packer fans, though, this week is going to be Aaron Rodgers' injury status, appearing to continue with a hamstring problem. In Sunday's game, former Badger Tanner McAvoy had two big receptions, including a touchdown. The Bears, meanwhile, the Packers' next opponent, giving away the chance at victory against the Lions with late-game penalties on a potential scoring drive. Kenosha's Public Safety and Welfare Committee has a public hearing scheduled at its 5 p.m. meeting. It's on the new snow plowing procedures. It's on the heels of the first big storm of the season. The amount of snow needed to launch enhanced operations reduced by the city council from 4 inches down to 2. Sunday's storm carried an early snow emergency designation to get the vehicles off city streets and allow the plowing operation to proceed throughout the day and through this morning. That meeting, with the public hearing on the snow plowing procedures, taking place in room 204 of Kenosha's municipal building. Racine's Landmarks Preservation Commission will revisit the possibility of designating the College Avenue bricks between 14th Street and DeCoven Avenue as an historic artifact. That during a 5 p.m. meeting in City Hall, Room 303. The panel talked about it a few weeks back and took public comment at the time, emphasis on protecting that stretch of the city street system. Public Works Commissioner Mark Yellen cited past council action to do that, and really suggested the historic artifact designation could be more of a hindrance.
We did not put anything in front of the Common Council, but the mayor and I went down and we met with the folks on the street, and it was in our recognition that that isn't anything, it's not a place that we're going to be able to go and just treat it like any other street.
Meanwhile, Deputy City Planner Matt Sadowski, after the last meeting, was to have come back this time around with a proposal to either continue meeting or to enhance the language already on the books for protecting the historic College Avenue bricks. Village Board of Mount Pleasant may include some rather lengthy closed session discussion about insurance. That's why it's listed as a start time of 5 o'clock this afternoon instead of the normal 6:30 p.m. First agenda item, a closed session with representatives of David Insurance and Johnson Insurance to discuss what's listed as health insurance renewal and selection of the village's insurance agent. Then the board will reconvene into open session to consider any motions made during the closed session. And then it's on to the regular board meeting with such high-profile agenda items as approving a Public Works Department snowplow purchase, an ordinance adopting department head definitions, and appointing Police Chief and Interim Administrator Tim Zarzecki to the Holding Tank Committee. Recent data shows just over 20% of Racine Unified's kindergarten students are showing up for class without having met the academic and behavioral benchmarks deemed necessary to succeed in the first year of school, while on the other end of the K-12 spectrum, about an equal percentage of students will be dropping out before graduation. Jeff Neubauer heads up Kranz Incorporated. It's a business in town. He is also leading a three-year-old group called Higher Expectations for Racine County Youth. Neubauer does not think those numbers are just a coincidence.
We don't have the data going back 12 years to know if the children who didn't graduate from high school were the same ones who showed up 12 years earlier not prepared for kindergarten. But one can draw a reasonable inference that if a student arrives at kindergarten ready to learn, it's a less challenging undertaking to keep that child on track.
Neubauer and Higher Expectations pushing new initiatives to promote early childhood education, among them securing funding for converting half-day pre-kindergarten classes to full-day. He says national data also shows the benefit of full-day pre-kindergarten when taught by experienced, highly competent teachers. And take note, the deadline to enter the 2016 Burlington Liars Club's annual World Champion Lie Contest is this coming Friday. The annual Tall Tale competition, with a certificate and 15 minutes of fame as the top prize, has been going on now for decades. As always, the rules prohibit politicians. They are considered professionals. The winner to be announced around New Year's Day. You can send in your Tall Tale to Burlington Liars Club, P.O. Box 156, Burlington, Wisconsin, 53105. Email entries to championlies@gmail.com, along with your name and your address. WRJN.com, that's our webpage. We keep our newscast there in the local news section. At WRJN News, get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.